I thought last year was a real turning season for Daniel Hughes. We saw consistency, we saw fantastic batting, and he started this season really well. Daniel, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, really well. Talk us through the game on the weekend, because TK and I are baffled, right? You've got an abandoned game called by the umpires, and then they give a result to the opposition. Abandoned game should be split points, right?
Oh, we're all baffled, I think. We agree. We think that abandoned game should be split points. But, yeah, we're still gobsmacked by what happened.
Yeah.
But I guess if it's unsafe, the umpires feel it's unsafe, and player welfare is the most important thing. We don't want to see anyone get injured. So I guess the right decision was made in the end. But disappointing for us because we had a world-class attack, and we still think that we could have defended 144.
Yeah, sure. So you're saying the right decision was made. It's just the way they separated the points wasn't quite correct, Daniel, in our opinion.
No, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we still think there was a game to win, and just because the game had ended doesn't mean that they should have got the points. Yeah, it was just a bit bizarre how it ended.
So in terms of being unsafe, why was the game played for so long before they called it?
Well, we still don't know. Well, yeah. 65 overs played before they made the decision that it was unsafe. I mean, we batted on it. We batted a whole... Sorry, that's my alarm. My fault.
That's all right.
We batted 45 overs on it and could only get 144. So the pitch played the same the whole way through. So no idea why it took so long to come back to you.
Just on a humorous note, is Dougie Bollinger now calling himself an all-rounder after top scoring?
Yeah, he talks about it all the time, how he's batting, how he's got so many blokes to hundreds batting in 11 and he should be batting up the order.
But, yeah. He's doing it.
He's actually worked pretty hard in his batting this pre-season. I've never seen him bat so many times in the net, so it was good to see him slug a few the other day.
Yeah, good on him. He's going great guns. He just keeps going. Mate, scores of these are fantastic. 25, 56, 105, 68, 122. You missed out on Sunday, but it's a fantastic start to the season. Tell us your goals and where do you think you can get to?
Yeah, it is a good start. I mean, consistency is the key. Well, considering I missed out on the Aussie A Tour last year or this year, my goal this year was to obviously try and make that team again and stay consistent. And hopefully I've done that. And the selectors, I'm still in the front of the selectors' mind. Now we're looking into the red ball stuff and pink ball stuff. Hopefully I can stay consistent in the Shield season. And they're just still looking at me. So, good start, and hopefully I can still stay consistent.
Yeah, well, score those runs, mate. They're going to keep looking at you. That's the bottom line.
Well,
fantastic.
It's all about the runs, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. And what, 17 matches into your first-class career, which is still, it's medium. I imagine you know your game a lot better now, judging by the results you're now getting out there in the middle as well, Daniel. Has there been a little bit of an epiphany from last... you had a good season last year as well, but certainly turned the corner there.
Yeah, I do. I know my game a lot better now. I mean, I've been in the system now for over 5 years, and I think just in white ball cricket in general, I think you just got to think small. You can't think big all the time. I mean, I'm striking under 100, so I mean I'm taking my time. My role is to be there and bat a long period of time and try and bat the 50 overs and guys bat around me. So I know my role now. The skipper tells me that's my role, and I go out there and play my role how I can. So yeah, just being around and knowing what my role is. And I'm 28 now, so I'm a bit more mature, so I know exactly what the team needs from me.
I remember the chat we had last year, mate, and I think at the time it was fair to ask the question that you'd really started to focus a little bit more and probably train a little bit more. Was that fair last year?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, as I said, I'm 28 now. I've been around. I know how to train. I know how to get my body ready. So just being around the system and learning off guys and knowing how I have to go about things to get the results is starting to come to fruition now.
And I think it's exciting too that there are three Shield games before that first Test match in the Ashes. I know that the side or the squad will be picked after the second one, but you know, she'll cricket at full strength. It's something of old, but it gives you, given you've got that position, mate, to score. And I see number six in the Australian lineup as being an open one.
Yeah, you're 100% right, but I'm not sure I'm going to make that first team. I'm not sure where I'm placing that first Shield team. So
yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it, when it's at full strength?
All the boys are back. We're at full strength, so I'm not sure where I sort of line up in that team. But, I mean, it's great to have all those guys back and have them around at training, and hopefully New South Wales can get 3 wins on the board in the Shield season with all those guys back.
Yeah, well, you got also, you know, you got likes of, apart from your Smiths and your Warners, Daniel, you've got other guys going well in that New South Wales lineup, like Nick Maddison, who's had a really good start to the season, and Curtis Patterson's had a really good start as well.
Yeah, exactly right. You name those two guys, and you got Moses on the record.
Of course.
Pete Neville, I mean, Maddo's come on leaps and bounds since he had a bit of a break from cricket last year after Test cricket. I think he really needed that. He's come back fully focused. He's a bit more mature now. He's just hungry for runs, and it's great to see.
Yeah, Maddo, we're talking about, he's had a similar start to you. I don't know him that well, Daniel, but it seemed from afar that if he got into a rut, it was a mental thing rather than anything else, just going down with a run of outs. Has he matured in that sense, I suppose?
He definitely has. He's come out in the media and said that the level of professional cricket now is pretty much all mental. We've all trained and played enough cricket now to know what our skills are. It's all mental. And he's in a really good place at the moment. So I think he's going to have a really good summer.
Problem is, mate, that moustache, when you score runs and you've got facial hair or underpants, you just don't change it, do you? But he's got to get rid of that moan.
Well, Daniel's got one too.
You haven't, have you, mate?
Yeah.
What is with the moan?
Yeah, we're the Tash brothers now, didn't you?
There it is.
That's the one.
Yes, and why?
Well, we were getting flogged in pre-season, and we were like, oh, let's have a bit of fun. Let's see if we can go off your nose. And there's a few beers on offer for the guys that can last the longest, whatever. So getting a bit out of hand at the moment. Mine just won't stop going.
Yeah.
A bit thick. But, it's just a bit of fun.
Yeah. Living the boonie.
Yeah.
And, mate, congratulations to a 2-year deal with Sydney Sixers, which is terrific. And, obviously, that's a big, big part of the game now in your career, the T20 arena, but nice to be with the Sixers.
Yeah, very exciting to be back there for another 2 years. Great bunch of guys, great culture. We had a really good year last year, and hopefully we can build on that in the next 2 years that I'm there. Yeah, I'm really excited.
And finally, I just want to ask about Pete Neville. We had him on a couple of weeks ago, and in terms of his glovemanship, there's a lot of people pushing for him to get back in the side. What you're seeing and experiencing in the team with him, how's he tracking?
He's tracking very well. I mean, you just look at his stats from last Shield season. He scored 300s and he batted as well as anyone in the competition. He was phenomenal last year, and his glove work speaks for itself. He's got the best hands in the business. And as I said, his batting was phenomenal last year, and he's on track again for another big season. And I think he should be there in the Ashes.
Yeah,
Daniel, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on a great start to the season and a very, very successful JLT Cup, despite what happened on the weekend at North Sydney Oval. And well done again on getting that 2-year deal with the Sydney Sixers as well.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Daniel Hughes, superstar. It's a very, very strong New South Wales side, Slats, when you think about Daniel maybe missing out, but, you know, Moses Henriques in that middle order, Patterson in the middle order, Maddison in the middle order, then up the top, Dave Warner comes back, Smith comes back as well. Plus, what about the bowling lineup when you've got Hazelwood and Stark as well, Nathan Lyon?
It's the way it used to be. When I got first picked, it was because Tubby Taylor was away playing for Australia, obviously the War Brothers, and so that was the start. And Steve Small, the lefty, who used to just club them. He was amazing as an opening partner to start with, and brutal. When Tubby would come back occasionally, initially it was I would then drop back out of the side.
Yeah.
And Mark would open with Smalley. And then by the end of the season, unfortunately for Smalley, I stayed in and Smalley started to be left out. But, you know, it is really old school that these guys play. And unfortunately, there's some tough decisions to be made.